ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome to ABQ Connect, presented by Bosky Heating and Cooling. For service, call 444-7200. Of course, Bosky not only provides heating and cooling, but also plumbing, roofing, and restoration services. Again, for service, call 444-7200. Bosky Heating and Cooling, locally grown, locally owned. I'm joined in studio this afternoon by Amanda Leslie. She is the administrative manager for Children's Grief Center of New Mexico. And we're also joined on the phone by Susie Blake. She's their director of development. Hi, Amanda and Susie.
Hi, Jim.
Hi.
Hey, and I'm so blessed by the technology. It kind of sounds like Susie's here, right?
It does. Feels like she's sitting right here next to me.
The wonders of Skype. Susie, you are joining us from Santa Fe, and you had a little dusting of snow and a little bit of wind, which we're all kind of used to in good old New Mexico. But I was teasing you about how you probably think we're kind of wimpy around here. We think this is frigid cold weather, and of course you're up from the Northwest United States, and it's a little colder up there, isn't it?
It certainly is. I am used to winters where we get, 30 inches of snow at a time, sometimes, not all the time, but it just piles up. I remember one winter where I literally did not know where to shovel the snow anymore because the snow piles were just so high. So I am thankful to be in New Mexico, where we have wonderful four seasons, and we do get a little bit of winter, and it's just fine with me. As I sit inside my warm house looking outside on the little bit of a winter landscape that I have out my window.
Well, we're going to be talking about a tough subject today. The Children's Grief Center of New Mexico is a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and we're going to talk about the services and everything that you all provide. Again, Susie is the director of development, so we're going to talk throughout the show a little bit about how our listeners can come alongside and help financially, how they might help you with volunteering and those kind of things. And Amanda, I'm going to start with you and ask you to tell us a little bit about the Children's Grief Center of New Mexico and your mission.
Sure. So the Children's Grief Center of New Mexico was established in 2001 to help the community of people who are grieving for loved ones that they've lost. This year, we're actually celebrating our 20th anniversary up and running as a nonprofit organization, so that's very exciting. We are committed to addressing the challenges that children and adults face after the death of a loved one, and just being there to provide support and healing and hope for those people who are kind of in a time of hopelessness and real deep hurting.
And that's where we're talking about a tough subject. Both of you, even though you're not necessarily directly involved with the grieving clients that you have, you are behind the scenes supporting everything that's going on. And this has got to be a tough job. What do you think, Amanda?
It is. It is a tough job. We're kind of in a different position right now, where normally we would offer in-person support groups that people could be a part of. And now we're doing everything virtually via Zoom meetings, where people get together in the comfort of their own homes, which I think adds one level of comfort. And then getting to talk to a peer support specialist, and just discussing those things that are hurting within them. So it's been a change. And for me, I have yet to really interact with those people because I haven't seen them yet. Mm. And so we're just hoping that this COVID is over soon so we can meet back in person.
Well, to give our listeners an idea about how much your organization is needed, I always hate referring to these statistics because New Mexico seems to be at the top of almost every bad list there is. Yep. In the country. But Susie, I'm going to direct this question to you because I'm sure this data is something that you share with people and people that you want to help support your organization. Your website says New Mexico ranked second in the nation in childhood bereavement with 10%, 1 out of 10 kids in the state experiencing the loss of a parent or sibling. Why in the world is New Mexico so high on this bad list?
Well, you know, nationally, it's 1 in 14. You know, I just think that New Mexico has a population that just, you know, and I don't want to speak in generalizations because, you know, we all experience death in so many different ways. I just feel that New Mexico is a state that just needs a lot of help and love and support. And particularly for this reason, I can't identify one particular reason why New Mexico stands out in comparison to others. I know that there's a lot of traumatic sudden loss in the state due to suicide, overdose, murder, that kind of thing. And that is particularly difficult on a family when all of a sudden their loved one is not there, as compared to someone who might be dealing with a chronic illness or an elder member of the family. It's those traumatic sudden deaths that are really high in the state of New Mexico.
Well, and we're constantly, you know, we review politics. We talk about how our state's faring up against other states. And so to give you an example of some empirical data that we've read recently is the kids count 2020. Now, I hate to even mention that year, 2020.
yeah, it's like a tough one.
Yeah, I'd like to spend the rest of my life and never use those numbers. But kids count 2020 says that New Mexico is the lowest in childhood wellness in the country. We are literally number 50.
Yep.
We have the lowest third grade reading levels in the country. We have the lowest eighth grade math scores in the country. We have the lowest number of high school graduates in the country.
Yeah.
I mean, these are just things that I can't imagine our youth, and it has to all be attributed to we have more poverty than anyone in the country. So, you know, the lack of jobs, substance abuse is off the chart, probably not just in New Mexico, but all around the country. It's really become a major problem. And your organization, the Children's Grief Center of New Mexico, are there to really help people. And I need to mention this because, of course, this is a Christian radio station. We have a lot of people on our show that don't necessarily share our faith values, and that's not in question today. What I want to say, though, is that there's a lot of people that have never been to a church. They don't have a church family to take care of them, and it seems like you guys are there to step in and to really care for people in that kind of situation. Would you agree, Amanda?
Absolutely. You know, when people are hurting, the number one thing they need is support. People to come around them and love on them and with shared experiences would be even better. People who have said, I've been where you've been and I got through and here's what helped me and let's figure out what's going to help you get through this time.
Yeah. At any one time, and I know, you know, COVID has kind of got you doing things virtually and so forth. But at any one time, you're talking about a lot of people that need help. So tell us a little bit about the people that you partner with. You have actual therapists and things that you partner with in conjunction with your services. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Susie, you can jump in if you have more to say. I know that we do a bereavement facilitator training. So we actually train people to host these groups. So volunteers come to us and they express their interest in wanting to be a part of the organization. And we set them up with these bereavement facilitator trainings that we offer. Susie, do you know how often we offer those?
We offer them, I believe, twice a year, and we actually just this last weekend had the first two-day session of our spring training, and I know that that will also then they will come back. Those volunteers will come back the following weekend and go through another two-day training. So it's very extensive training that they go through.
39 people at this last bereavement facilitator training. So,
and these are people that want to help.
Yeah.
Yeah. These are volunteers.
Absolutely.
Oh, yep. That's so cool.
Yeah. So we have 39 people who are interested in, you know, leading a group of people who have been through hurts and loss of loved ones and want to be there to support those people and run a group.
And can I just wanted to add in that it's not only people in the community who want to be involved in our programming. This bereavement facilitator training is also available, and there are participants in it that are in the educational system, that are clergy, that are social workers, they're EMTs. They are in situations where they may be the first person on the scene, mm-hmm. and they want to know the best and most comforting way to provide compassion and care to these families when they are faced with a death. And so, you know, they may not be somebody who facilitates one of our group sessions, but we're providing them with the training and the resources they need to be out in the community to help others as needed.
Amanda, tell us why you decided to join this organization and be part of it.
Yeah. So I've worked in a handful of nonprofits, and I worked here in Albuquerque at a nonprofit, and there was just a nonprofit working with adults. And by the time people get to the adult age, they there's little long impact change they can make on their mental status. And so much of this comes from early childhood trauma. Mm-hmm. And I just really felt, you know, God put on my heart that we need to start younger with these people and to find an organization that was making a difference with the youth who are experiencing the trauma right then and there, to give them the tools and support they need to be functioning adults in society and contributing members to their community.
So Amanda, you've seen adults that have never been able to address early childhood trauma, and yeah. now they're adults, and mm-hmm. you've seen the results of that.
Yeah.
I mean, mental illness and...
Yep, substance abuse, homelessness.
That's just... It's got to be a heavy weight. And when you can work with children that are grieving, when they're very young, you can help them to, you know, kind of clear that out of the way and
give
go
them the
on
tools
with life and
to,
grow.
Yeah. Yep, give them the tools to address that, you know, traumatic event that happened in their life. And those tools will last them for the rest of their life. However many traumatic events that they have, they'll be able to, you know, go back to what they learned in these peer support groups and get through those difficult times.
Yeah. Susie, you moved down to New Mexico. You've already told us a little bit about the beauty and the climate and everything you enjoy about New Mexico, but you're really investing your life into it's going to be a high demanding, job, but it's also really kind of like a life calling. Is that how you feel about it?
Oh, absolutely. I've been working in the nonprofit sector for well over 20 years, and I always seem to gravitate to those organizations that want to help support children and their growth. And so, you know, when I was first introduced to the Children's Grief Center, you know, I really took a lot of time to reflect, because it is such a difficult topic. I took some time to reflect on, is this the place that I want it to be? And I personally have experienced a lot of loss in my life. I come from a very small family. Both my parents were only children. I have lost both of my parents. I had an older sibling who died of a sudden heart attack at age 53. Which was absolutely devastating. And to me, what drew me to the Children's Grief Center was my niece, who happened to be there when her father was having this heart attack. Mm-hmm. And the trauma that it had caused her, not only actually, you know, during the event, but just afterwards. And, you know, we were just talking about why it's so important to address grief at an early age for children, because statistically, I'm just going to read some numbers here. If grief goes unaddressed in a child, they are 5 times more likely to die of suicide. 9 times more likely to drop out of high school, 10 times more likely to engage in substance abuse, and 20 times more likely to have behavioral disorders. And so I think that that really speaks to what Amanda was sharing is, you know, being able to provide children with the opportunity to be in a group with their peers and to share their story and to hear stories from other children who have gone through similar experiences. And then to have the facilitators provide them with really great tools on how to go through, you know, maybe the next school year. You know, how do they face their classmates who may or may not be aware that a parent or a loved one has passed away? So it just really provides them with a healthy path ahead of them so that they have a better chance in life as they healthy in any way deal with their grief. Because we all experience grief, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
amen.
Think about how children used to experience grief. I hear stories from our older supporters who said, you know, my mother died at a young age. I was only 6. My sister was only 4. And we weren't allowed to go to the funeral. We, you know, our home life was completely different, but it was never addressed. And it was just set that aside and move on. Do your best, you know, kind of buck up. And everything will be okay. And we know that that's not a healthy approach to dealing with grief.
Amanda Leslie and Susie Blake with the Children's Grief Center of New Mexico are joining us this afternoon on ABQ Connect. We'll be right back to visit some more about some tough questions and just some amazing results that they've seen also. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Whether ordering delivery, takeout, or pickup, let's get out there and support our favorite restaurants. Central Grill and Coffee House, east of Rio Grande on Central, serving breakfast all day. Casa Taco, uniquely prepared craft tacos made fresh to order. Nacho Mama's Tacos. Grassburger, using 100% grass-fed beef. EatGrassburger.com. Village Pizza, 2 locations. Great homemade pizza, the best ingredients. They need us, and truth be told, we need them. Bon Appetit.
I'm Rob Sneed, General Manager at Power Ford. If you're tired of old school gimmicks and games while shopping for a new car, then experience something new school at Power Ford. You'll get none of the hocus pocus, hokey pokey stuff the other guys try to pull. So here's the deal. We'll beat any new Ford deal in New Mexico, or we'll put $1,000 cash in your pocket. Come see why others rated us Best of the City and Ford Dealer of the Year. Find your ride at mypowerford.com or come see us. We're on the affordable side of Albuquerque, on Montaña, west of I-25.
Call 888-243-8183 for details.
At Krecker Law, we believe in making things right when things go wrong. If you are injured, you shouldn't have to go it alone. You deserve someone who will listen to you and fight for you. We believe that you deserve to protect your future, protect your family, and protect your loved ones. We believe in challenging insurance companies and standing up to bullies. We believe that David can beat Goliath. 843-7777.
The Krecka Law Firm. Righting wrongs, protecting your future. TheKreckaLawFirm.com. The C-R-E-C-C-A LawFirm.com.
A strong marriage can change a couple, a community, and a culture. Join us at Calvary Church Albuquerque for our Marriage Enrichment Workshop, Friday evening, February 5th and Saturday, February 6th. Before the workshop, couples will complete the number one research-based marriage evaluation tool by Prepare Enrich. At the workshop, you'll get the personalized results and practical application from trained facilitators. The cost for this workshop is $95 per couple, and space is limited. Register by January 24th at calvarynm.church/events.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We are back with ABQ Connect. Want to make sure I remind everybody to call Indigo Mortgage for a quote when you are shopping for a mortgage loan. The team at Indigo Mortgage will give you a clear and concise loan estimate. Give them a call at 836-5700 or reach them on the web at indigomortgage.net. Indigo Mortgage, because nobody cares more about your mortgage loan. Amanda Leslie and Susie Blake joining us today on ABQ Connect. They are both with the Children's Grief Center of New Mexico. And I'm going to go to Susie with this question because, Susie, you're the one that has to raise the money. And I want to ask you how much your services cost when people are in need of them.
That's a great question. Our annual budget is $500,000, and a good percentage of that goes to our programming. And if we were to look at individuals served, like what is the cost to help one child? It's $750. And that is the services that we provide them that we never, ever charge our families anything to come and use our resources. We know that in the event of a death, that finances are just so uncertain for families, and we want to make sure that we are there for them at no cost whatsoever. And they can come to us for as long as they need us. So it's not like come to 10 group sessions and you're done. It's nothing like that. It's come as long as you need us. And we have had some families stay with us for a number of years because they just felt that this was the place that they felt a part of. And, you know, that they felt like somebody understood them. And so that is the cost that we have per child to be involved in our program. And yes, we are always looking for new places to new organizations to help support us. I don't know if we're going to get into this in a little bit.
But oh, no, you feel free to talk about it now. On the radio, you always got to remember this, Susie. We got to talk about things three or four times.
Yeah.
During the same hour, because, you know, people join us at different segments. You know, they're riding
Absolutely.
In the car and they'll catch us. So I'm happy for you to tell people how they can come alongside you, how they can make financial donations, and also how they contact you to volunteer.
Absolutely. Well, I was just going to mention we have an event coming up here on February 12th. We always have this event. It's our 15th annual Healing Hearts event. And we purposely put it as close to Valentine's Day as we possibly can. In the past, it has been a luncheon, but this year it will be a little different. We are doing this event virtually. There is no ticket cost to attend. It is an hour-long Zoom event. It is our largest fundraising event for the Children's Grief Center and the Grief Resource Center. And people can go to our website at childrensgrief.org, and there is a link on our homepage that they can click on, or they can go to the Healing Hearts 2021 page and register to attend. Our space is limited, so that's why we are asking people to sign up, and then they will get reminders as they lead up to the event. And we hope that people will take an hour out of that Friday from noon to one to spend some time with us and learn a little bit more about the Children's Grief Center, our new location. We're also going to be having a silent auction as well tied to it. And then there's an opportunity for them to make a gift of support. Listeners don't need to actually attend the event to make a gift of support. They can always just do that on our website at childrensgrief.org.
Absolutely. Tell us a little bit about, and maybe I should direct this to Amanda, what are you going to be having during your event? Will there be some videos and
Yes.
part of your leadership telling people what's going on and everything?
Yep. So actually yesterday we got to have some people come to our building and shoot some videos for this event. So the wonderful thing about what we do is, there's a lot of confidentiality in the clients who come to us. So often all we can say is we had a young boy who lost his father, who, you know, found a lot of comfort and hope out of the grief center. But, there were a couple handful of people who came in yesterday to do short clips that we're going to show during the Healing Hearts event, who have actually been through the support and who feel comfortable enough talking about their loss and what the Children's Grief Center of New Mexico has done for them. So you're going to get to see real people talking about their real experiences and just sharing from the heart what this organization has done for them.
Yeah. Susie, what you said earlier about your actual cost of taking care of a client averages mm-hmm. somewhere around $750, but you don't actually charge the clients at all. All of your services are free to the public. How do people typically contact you over the web, or do they call you? how do they typically get involved with the Children's Grief Center when they are in need of your services?
Well, Amanda, and I can address some of that, and if you want to add to it, that would be great. We receive a lot of our contacts through the phone. Because we have kind of ambassadors out there in the grieving community, they know about our resources and they will refer particular families to us that need our services. People are able to find out about us just through word of mouth, where somebody else has been through the program and they're recommending the program to their friend as well. Back in 2016, we actually went through a merger with the Grief Resource Center, and they were providing support services for adults in the community. And through that partnership and that merger, which was solidified this last year, we are now offering more adult support group services. And so it's been a lot of just word of mouth, people in the community that are working with folks that are grieving, school counselors, hospice care, those types of folks do refer their families to us.
Well, I'm excited that you have a program where you will actually train people on the whole process mm-hmm. of bereavement. But Amanda, I want to ask you about your new facility, because it sounds like there's some facilities for groups. Are those extended families to come in and get, you know, entire family can sit down and really get some help at the same time?
Yeah. So December 28th, we actually moved into our new building, which is down on Carlisle and Montgomery. It's the old American General Media building. So I think a lot of people locally know where it is. It's in rough shape. We moved yes. in a little earlier than we expected to, just because we wanted to take advantage of some financial opportunities. And this building is 14,000 square feet. We have something like 50 different rooms and offices. So once we're back up and running in person and we're able to hold group meetings in our facility, we are going to just have a plethora of different support groups to choose from for people who have lost loved ones and who are grieving, from children through adults, working with our connection with the Grief Resource Center. So we're in the process of renovating the building right now. And we have enough to renovate half the building, and we stepped out in faith and moved into this building with half of what we needed to renovate it, because we knew that we're the only organization in New Mexico that's providing this resource to children, and so we knew how important it was. So we are asking the community to come and volunteer and help improve the building, to give us in-kind donations, monetary donations to help us finish that second half of the building so we can be fully open, fully operational, and helping as many people as possible.
I love it. Susie, I'm going to postulate that we have a painting contractor and maybe a framing contractor and maybe an electrician and a plumber listening to this broadcast. Can contractors come down and donate some services? I mean, I don't want to assume that somebody's going to come down and renovate the building for free, but somebody might come down and do a room for you and run some electrical and do some framing. And I know that we did a lot in various churches that I've been involved with as they've grown over the years. We've gone in and done everything from cleaning, which is another thing you could
Absolutely.
Use people for right
there.
Now.
Yep. Right, Amanda?
We need cleaning. Cleaning help. Yes, indeed. Landscaping help, painting the parking lot stripes. We have a whole list of things that we would love the community to come in and help us with. So if you're out there and you're listening and you have some really great trade skills, come down to the Children's Resource Center or give us a call. We'd love to talk to you and see how you can help us.
And the address is 4125 Carlisle Boulevard Northeast. And can I give the phone number?
Yes, absolutely.
So the phone number is 505-323-0478. And somebody nice will answer the phone, and you can get involved with the Children's Grief Center of New Mexico. And they have just a lot of needs, because there's a lot of people hurting.
Yes.
And they're not just hurting today because of deaths. the way we have to grieve. I know so many friends of mine that have lost people, not even to COVID, but just they're in the hospital. Mm-hmm. Nobody can go visit them and they pass away. That's just got to be a terrible thing. And exacerbate the entire reason you're there. Yeah. You really have a big need right now, don't you, Amanda?
I think that this time during COVID is impacting people more so than regular times. Because of that, we're not able to be there with our loved ones as they pass. We're not able to say our last goodbyes. We're not able to be with them when they go. So there's not only the trauma of them passing away, but also not being there when that happens.
Mm, yeah. Amanda Leslie and Susie Blake with us today on ABQ Connect, the Children's Grief Center of New Mexico. Their phone number is 323-0478. They're located at 4125 Carlisle Boulevard Northeast. We're going to come back and talk about maybe some success stories and again reiterate how you can get involved. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I'm Rob Snead, General Manager at Power Ford. We do things differently over here on the affordable side of Albuquerque. We give you a better deal and a better experience. The better deal part, we'll beat any new Ford deal in New Mexico or put $1,000 cash in your pocket. The better experience part, every new vehicle comes with the confidence of a 100,000-mile warranty and complimentary maintenance. Find your ride at mypowerford.com or come see us on the affordable side of Albuquerque on Montaño, west of I-25.
Call 888-243-8183 for details.
All in. This is Roger Patterson with a minute of vision for life. Baylor University's Bryce Petty was asked, in a football game, what does it mean to go all in? Petty replied, for me, I want to be the best in the nation on every play, whether that's a great handoff, a great pass, or being a good communicator on the field. When we compete like that on the field, it carries over to what we do off of it too. Are you all in? Dr. Kevin Elko in his Monday Morning Cup of Inspiration admonishes his hearers to be where your feet are. You see, there's so many distractions, challenges, and demands for our attention that it's hard to be all in every single moment. But to be our best as a parent, a spouse, student, or employee, we would learn well to focus on the key moments of our day. Colossians 3:17 says, and whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus.
You've been listening to Dr. Roger Patterson with A Minute of Vision, a ministry of Vision for Life Radio, where faith and sports collide at visionforlife.org.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Susie Blake is the Director of Development for the Children's Grief Center of New Mexico, and their Administrative Manager, Amanda Leslie, are with us today on ABQ Connect. The Children's Grief Center of New Mexico has a big, big job. Susie, I want to ask you about the special event you have coming up. It's your 15th annual Healing Hearts event, Friday, February 12th. Tell our listeners one more time about it.
Sure. It's going to be held virtually this year. Normally it is a luncheon where we're blessed to have over 300 people attend, but this year we're going to have 300 people attend via Zoom. And it is from noon to 1 on the 12th. And I was mentioning earlier, we specifically choose that day, that Friday before Valentine's Day, because Valentine's Day is a day to celebrate who you love. And we felt what more fitting holiday than to celebrate our loved ones, those that are here and those that are not, than to have an event that is close to Valentine's Day. In order to attend, you do need to register. And so we are asking listeners to go to childrensgrief.org, our website. And if you scroll down to about the middle of the homepage, you will see a link that you can click on, and that will then take you to the registration site, and then you will get an email immediately after with the link to the Zoom meeting so that you can put that into your calendar. You can also go to our Healing Hearts 2021 page, which is on our website as well, and learn more about the event. We are still looking for business sponsors. So if there's somebody out there who would like to support this event with their business, there's information on how to make a gift there, or they can contact me at the phone number you provided, the 505-323-0478 number. And then it's no cost to attend this event, and we hope that people will join us and learn more about the Children's Grief Center. And it is a fundraising event, so we will have a live ask during the event. And then we also have a silent auction that's going to be connected with this, where we have some great travel destinations that you have up to 3 years to use. So it's not like anything will expire within this next year with COVID happening. And that actually will open on the 6th of February. And by registering with for the event, you will get a link to the online auction when that opens on the 6th.
Yeah, and I might mention, just reading this, the trips are going to include Greece and the Greek islands, Ireland.
Yeah.
Actually, I have a daughter in Ireland right now.
You should sign up and put your bid in
there
for that
trip.
There
you go. I need to. Absolutely. That's a good idea. Yeah, Costa Rica, Argentina, Iceland. That would be fun.
Yeah. And and the great thing about it is that there isn't necessarily one winner to this event. So, yes, the trip may go to the highest bidder, but the group that we work with is really fabulous, and they will reach out to the second highest bidder and see if they would want to attend, you know, go as well and maybe bump their price up to what the highest bidder did. So there's opportunities, even though the trip may have been, you know, won, it doesn't mean that it's gone. You might have a chance to get it.
Tell us again how to register for the event.
So go to childrensgrief.org/HH2021. There is a link. You just click on that. It will open up a page, and you provide us with some details about you and how you heard about the event. Click submit, and you are registered.
And then you'll get an internet savvy, feel free to call us, and we will help you walk through the registration online, or we will be happy to do it for you.
So now everybody my age is going to call you, because none of us are internet savvy.
Great, that's fine. I will sit with each and every person.
See, now Amanda is internet savvy, because that's what her husband does for a living.
It's true. My husband is in IT, and so maybe I'll have him sit and register people.
There you go.
There you go. The other place that if they don't want to give us a call, you can certainly email us at info@childrensgrief.org and just put in healing hearts or registration in the subject line, and we will get back in touch with you and walk you through that process if you need our help.
Earlier in our first segment, Amanda, I asked you about how you decided to get on board with the Children's Grief Center, and you shared some of your past experience being working with homeless. And you worked for a nonprofit, and a lot of the homelessness and a lot of the mental health issues that you observed were based on childhood trauma that was never addressed. So what are the outcomes you really hope to achieve when, let's say, you have a 9-year-old, they've lost their parents, there's no aunts, uncles, anybody to step in? Mm-hmm. What is an outcome that you hope to achieve?
Yeah, I think the best outcome we hope to achieve is to give them tools to deal with their grief and to give them a safe place to discuss it. So many cultures don't like to talk about the past, don't like to talk about death, don't like to talk about, you know, what happens when people leave. But in order to truly heal and to truly move on from this traumatic experience, you have to talk about it, and you have to be supported through it, and you have to be given the tools to be able to manage that grief on your own.
Now, do you all have to partner or at least cooperate with some other agencies? Like, I'm thinking CYFD, and I'm thinking about foster parenting organizations, because there's just a lot that goes into this. I mean, you got to still have 3 squares a day, but you have to take care of the mental and spiritual aspects of this terrible loss.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of people involved in the process.
There is, definitely. Off the top of my head, I know that we work with French's Mortuary and people who come in there who are really struggling with the loss of a loved one. French's refers them to us and gives them our contact information. We also work with the Office of the Medical Examiner. They refer people to us who are struggling with loss. And that's just two of many organizations that we partner with in the community that we say, hey, if you encounter people who have dealt with children who have lost, you know, someone significant in their life, refer them to us and we will be there.
Amen. Susie, I want to ask you a little bit about people that are sponsoring your organization. I don't know if you're allowed to use their names, but we'd love for you to give them a shout out here. I know some of your board members are even businesses that support your organization. Can you share some of that with us?
Certainly. For this year's event, we once again have a wonderful title sponsor. The Southwest Family Guidance Center is our title sponsor for this year. And what's great about their support is that they have been with us for a number of years, and they are actually providing us with a matching grant, our matching gift opportunity. So people who are making a gift will have their gift matched up to $25,000. And so we are so thankful for that support. We also recently had Century Bank sign on with us to be a sponsor. Old Republic Title is with us. Our personal bank, Main Bank, is there behind us. McCard Firm is with us. Oh my gosh. Our board members have definitely stepped up and they're helping out. Lovelace Rehabilitation Hospital is there with us. And oh my gosh, you're putting me on the spot. I don't have my list in front of me.
Well, no, that's okay. I mean, because I think people, I want people to hear those names because I hope for several things to happen. One, I hope that all of our listeners will frequent those organizations. Mm-hmm. And
absolutely,
they yes. know that those people are living generously and that are mm-hmm. helping our community. Mm-hmm. So they're investing back in our community. I think that's a really important thing about dealing with local businesses. Mm-hmm. I just think it's amazing that how generous people are, especially in this very difficult time. So when yeah. we hear those names, and we do that every day on the radio station, we say thank you to our sponsors and we hope that people will, you know, go out and support them because they give back to the community, not just to us, but other organizations and other charitable organizations in the community. So that's first and foremost. But second of all, I think when you might hear about, XYZ contractor, and you might be a contractor yourself. Maybe you're a plumber. Maybe you're an electrician. Maybe you're a painting contractor. Maybe you're a general contractor, whatever it might be. You hear somebody else's name, that means you need to get involved too. Mm-hmm. And I just mm-hmm. think it snowballs. Our community has really done a good job. I know you mentioned some very large communities where you've been in the past, Susie. And, you know, Santa Fe and Albuquerque, we might be large compared to what we're familiar with, but you're familiar with some crazy large cities. And we're still kind of a small town, and we still care about each other like a small town. And yet, the scope of the work that the Children's Grief Center is taking on is massive, and you really need some help, Amanda.
Yeah, absolutely. Just talking about our community and kind of the things that the Children's Grief Center of New Mexico is doing, COVID has kind of been a blessing and a curse. We've had a blessing because we've been able to go online and do virtual support groups. And with those online virtual groups, we've had people from other states join mm-hmm. these groups, which we never would have had before had we stayed just in the brick and mortar location. So we're able to open up and bring people into, you know, these groups who are from all I think we had someone from out of the country a couple sessions ago. So it's hard because we miss seeing everybody in person, but it's great because we're getting to expand those people that we're helping.
Mm. And you have a little time to fix up the facility.
Absolutely.
Yes.
That's been
yes.
the biggest upturn of this whole COVID, I think, for us, is that we've gotten the opportunity to move into, I'm going to use the word decrepit. It's a real sad building right now. Susie, would you agree with that vocabulary choice?
I think I used creepy at one point, too.
Yeah. So we're working in this building. You know, we have some electricity, a little bit of heat, and a little bit of plumbing for the eight of us who work there. But it's allowed us to be in that space and to save money on rent and mortgage and property taxes and all that other stuff while we're in this building. And we don't have people coming in, so we're able to be there and have construction happen without interfering with the groups and the people and the clients that we're helping.
Ladies, I don't know if this is an appropriate analogy, but somehow I'm seeing a Charlie Brown Christmas tree.
Yes.
I'm seeing all these people gather around it and then step back to this beautiful Christmas tree. What do you think?
I certainly hope so. I hope that in the 6 months here, we've got a beautiful Christmas tree to show off to everybody.
Well, we have one more segment. One more segment. Susie, I'm going to ask you to save it. We got to say thank you to our sponsors. We'll be back right after these messages.
I'm Rob Sneed, General Manager at Power Ford. We do things differently over here on the affordable side of Albuquerque. We give you a better deal and a better experience. The better deal part, we'll beat any new Ford deal in New Mexico or put $1,000 cash in your pocket. The better experience part, every new vehicle comes with the confidence of a 100,000-mile warranty and complimentary maintenance. Find your ride at mypowerford.com or come see us on the affordable side of Albuquerque on Montaño, west of I-25.
Call 888-243-8183 for details.
Listen, as Skip Heitzig applies Bible truth to our world in this hotspot.
I am intrigued by that verse because I think this verse could be said about many pulpits.
Many pulpits.
Even in our own country. The Word of God was rare. There was no widespread revelation.
This is the issue.
The issue.
Sad, but true.
Most contemporary preaching is marked by a lack of confidence in Scripture. Scripture isn't preached. It's not, thus says the Lord, here's the word of the Lord. I think that the modern church has become more fascinated with technology rather than theology.
Find more from Skip at connectwithskip.com.
Connectwithskip.com. And I think we need to get back to good theological, through the Bible, doctrinal preaching to strengthen believers, especially in this day and age.
Grow in your faith with Skip's reading plans. Search for Skip Heitzig in the YouVersion Bible app.
This week on A Daily Walk.
In the midst of all that's going on within the world, I need to be mindful of the things of God and not just the things of man. And we are bombarded daily, day in, day out, with the things of man. The things of man and man's opinion. And I need to be mindful of the things of God.
Don't miss Pastor John Randall's next study in Mark on A Daily Walk.
Weekdays at 5:30 a.m. on KNKT. You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Holly Slade and Dave Slade and Associates Realtors are sponsors of the programming here on KNKT and our show, ABQ Connect. Call Holly and her team at 342-8100 when you first start thinking about selling your home or buying a new one. Holly Slade and Dave Slade and Associates, doing business by the book, 342-8100, or reach Holly on the web at abqhomeseeker.com. Amanda Leslie and Susie Blake with the Children's Grief Center of New Mexico. With us today on ABQ Connect. Susie's joining us remotely from the city different, Santa Fe, New Mexico. One of my favorite places, Susie, because there's no place that you can go and just going to the art galleries, driving up the mountain to the mountains. I mean, that place, and by the way, the thing I miss most and I pray for more than anything in our entire state for people that are hurting are our restaurateurs. I really, really hope we get back to being able to enjoy some of the great restaurants, not only in Santa Fe, but throughout the state. That is an amazing place for food.
Yes, it is. Yep.
Unfortunately, I've not lost weight, which I'm trying to figure out. Hey, Susie, I rudely interrupted you before we took the break, and yep. I wanted you to have a chance to say what you wanted to say.
No, there's so much to talk about. We are truly excited about this new facility. We're currently calling it the Center for Hope and Healing. We hope that is something that we land on. We're still kind of figuring all of that out. We are looking at, a new sign so that the public will know that we are there. We're in a location that's so much more visible. It's on a bus line. We're going to have a great parking lot. I mean, there is just so many blessings about this facility, even though it is in such a raw state. You know, there is an energy, as you were mentioning, everybody with their, you know, holding hands around the Charlie Brown Christmas tree and seeing it turn into this beautiful thing. Our hope and our goal is that come the fall, we are able to welcome the community in to see the facility, and because we are a community resource. And, you know, I'm sure we will let you know if we have a big celebration or not. You know, we'll see. Of course, you know, we have our restrictions that we need to adhere to, but we are really looking forward to that day where, we can open those doors and really show off, the facility and have it be that gathering place for anyone who needs us.
Amanda, I want to give you a scenario. We're talking about the Children's Grief Center, a child loses a loved one, maybe even a sibling. I mean, I can't imagine being a parent and losing one of my children, but you also help the parents, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do.
And does that have to have been an event that occurred in the last 30 days, or who are you open to providing services to now?
Yeah, so anyone dealing with loss, and we don't put a time frame on that. Somebody could have lost, you mentioned losing a sibling at 2 years old and now they're 15. They could still have unresolved hurt and grief and that they haven't dealt with yet that they need to unpack and deal with and work through. So we are open to anyone who has dealt with loss and is still feeling that loss and not sure what tools to use to get through that and to get hope for the future.
Susie, in the midst of all of this, you're the director of development. And like you said earlier in the program, you know, there's a cost to providing services, but every service you provide to the public is free. Tell me how you're strategizing now and what are you going out now, even during COVID, and being able to meet with people and tell people about your programming? Because I want people to be able to get in touch with you and talk with you about that.
Well, we're not doing any face-to-face meetings. I'm happy to speak with folks via email. On the phone, I can set up a Zoom meeting if you reach out to me and want to learn more about it. But we're just not getting together and doing face-to-face meetings yet. We want to be safe. We want to keep the public safe. If somebody is super interested in taking a tour of our facility, we would do that on a one-on-one basis. We are not taking groups through at this point. You know, yesterday Amanda was helping with the testimonials, and we were having people, you know, wait out in their cars, and kind of like a doctor's office, and we called them in when it was their time to step in front of the camera and share their testimonial. So we're definitely keeping things very safe, but that doesn't mean that we're not communicating and sharing and working with people and learning about what they want to do to help us.
Hey, by the way, you're pretty good at Skype.
Thank you.
Because our listeners may not know this, but the reason that Susie is coming in so clear is because Steve Ryman, our engineer for the program, we thank Steve. He set up a Skype call with Susie, and it's working great. Sounds like you're sitting right here with us. So I like that a lot.
I know. I do miss, though. I wish I could, you know, kind of be there in the studio. One of the things I did in the past is I did work for a radio station, and I loved being on air. And there's just something about being in that small, intimate group, kind of sharing thoughts and knowledge and questions. And just, I love being able to do this. So thank you so much for having us.
Okay. So I'm an obnoxious radio host, and I can't let those comments go by without saying, you know what? I wish our politicians would do what you just described. Let's get together in a room and talk about this, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get it all together. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. Mm-hmm. Let's have a conversation. Let's work together. Let's do the best thing for our state and our people that live here. Mm-hmm. So we appreciate all the work that you're putting in. Amanda, would you be able to confidentially kind of give us an example of some of the testimonials that people shared? I mean, these are people that have been through your program and you helped. They must have good things to say.
Absolutely. I haven't come across anyone yet who has something negative to say about the Children's Grief Center. Everyone that I've talked to has something encouraging and positive to say about how the Grief Center helped them deal with their trauma and find hope and healing for the future. I know that there was a gentleman around my age, and I won't tell the listeners how old I am, but he had been through the grief center probably about 10, maybe 11 years ago, and he was just really in a bad place with the loss of a loved one, and came to the grief center and had these groups where there was other people his age who had dealt with similar circumstances. And the grief center changed his life and his outlook, and gave him hope and taught him how to healthily deal with that loss.
I have a lot of friends that are men. Mm-hmm. And there's a machismo many times, yep, especially among mm-hmm. men that have been athletes, or they've been in some certain kind of cultures where they got to act all macho. Mm-hmm. But I'm seeing more and more men reach out to other men and have mentoring relationships, have group kind of therapies, yep, and those kind of things. And it really, really, really helps in a miraculous way to talk with other people that have been through similar circumstances.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing what happens when you take your walls down and you talk to people, and especially when you have shared experiences with people. And so if you're out there listening and you want to be a bereavement facilitator for men, maybe one of Jim's friends is listening and you want to host a bereavement group for men, or if you want to just learn how to talk to other men who have experienced death and loss of significant people, we'd love to get you trained on that and start a group.
Yeah. Susie, in your time with this organization, are there big differences between the way children handle grief and adults handle grief?
Yeah, there is, absolutely. It also depends on the age of the child, too. You know, the real young ones, they don't have the established memories so much. And so they know that there's a difference in their life, and they know that mom or dad is no longer with them, or their grandmother or grandfather is no longer with them, whoever that loved one is. And then they kind of like move on to the next thing, and then they come back. And so they're a younger child, their grief is maybe back and forth a little bit, and then of course, as they get older, they process that grief a little bit more. You know, teens are definitely more thoughtful about grief. It's more impactful for them with grief because they have a more established relationship with the loved one. And then as adults, you know, they're thinking about other things as well. You know, the stability of their family. How is their family routine changed? You know, how is their financial income changed? So we all deal with grief differently, but children, especially just not feeling alone and knowing that there are other children out there that have experienced the same thing that they have gone through is so important. And there's four principles that I'd like to share that we kind of use as our litmus test for all of our programming. We know that grief is a natural response to the loss of a loved one, for a child as well as an adult. I mean, grief is an emotion that we all experience, and that within each individual, there is a natural capacity for us to heal ourselves. And so that's just a wonderful opportunity for people to find their path in life and know that they can become whole again. Do you need to go?
We are at the end, and I thank you for spending the whole hour with us, but that always gives us a good excuse to do this again. Appreciate you, Susie Blake and Amanda Leslie. All right.
Thank you, Jim.
Appreciate you being here.
ABQ. ABQ Connect is presented by Bosky Heating and Cooling. For service, call 504-444-7200. Bosky Heating and Cooling. Locally grown, locally owned. ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.